Find you, Will Lindley. Thanks so much for joining us. It's really a great space, I think, for music, not only of what you hear on the radio, but also what you hear on social media. Gosh, you're tall, and you're deliberately standing up to impose your height to me. But Will Lindley, thanks so much for joining us. I was saying it's a great space to be in music at the moment, because not only do you have traditional platforms, like obviously the radio, but social media. YouTube is a big platform for many people, Spotify, but also TikTok. I get in tuned with what young people are listening to by watching TikTok videos, and I'm very happy and proud to have you in studio. You in Cape Town, but you're going to be leaving very, very soon to further pursue your music career. I listened to some of the music and I got a nice heady mix, and please forgive me if you take it as an insult. A little bit of Justin Bieber, but also someone who I'm really enjoying at the moment. Someone like Rex Orange County.
Yes.
And without trying to compare, I'm really liking that we have musicians in South Africa, particularly in Cape Town, who's having that type of feel. It's really dreamy, and I guess it gets the boys and the girls. How are you doing? Thanks so much for coming in.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. It's been such an awesome couple of months, and just so excited to be here and just to be chatting.
What has music meant for you? We're going to be playing a little bit about your music in a short while, but what is music, and particularly in a space where you want to have fun, but also, you know, get some of that commercial street cred going? Where do you see yourself?
It's an interesting question. I think a lot of the time music just started out as a love for me. You know, it was this passion that I had, and an awesome hobby that I had of just sitting down with my guitar and just playing. And you know, I was brought up in quite a musical household, and so for me, music is very much that like first love for me. But what's been interesting is seeing how sometimes those lines can get blurred when suddenly it's now a career. You know, and suddenly, like, they always say you want to be doing what you love, because then you never work a day in your life. But sometimes it's helpful to keep those things that you love as passions and hobbies on the side. And I think that's been an interesting line to walk as I've come into this space in the last 5 months. And it's not to say that I don't love music anymore, but it's been interesting now doing the thing that I love as a potential job. And it's been so awesome. And so for me right now, it really is just, something that I love to do, and just try and cherish each and every moment that I'm doing it.
People who don't know a thing about music and the business, often say, oh, a TikTok musician as an insult, but TikTok musician, converts to someone who puts their music on YouTube, who gets a bit of a following, who monetizes and gets a platform, who all of a sudden finds themselves on a Spotify playlist, all of a sudden gets track listed on a commercial radio station. Social media has opened up this space for particularly where young artists who find it difficult to break into a commercial music space finds a gap, and that's something that you did. I was that, you know, going from a platform where kids seemingly just do funny dances on TikTok videos. So all of a sudden, you know, you have a single, you're recording, flying between Cape Town and Los Angeles, and making this a life for yourself.
It's been a crazy couple of months, and I think that I kind of saw the value that TikTok could bring in terms of marketing your music and getting it to reach people from around the world, and not just be confined to putting it out and then hoping that your friends share it and that your parents share it with their friends. And so it's been awesome to kind of see the influence that an app like TikTok has had on my career.
You launch a new single, which I hope you're going to give us a taste of in a short while, an acoustic version in studio, but release a new single. I Don't Want to Be Yours is what it's titled. Tell us a little bit about this. Tell us about the process, if you want to get deeper. Tell us about the process of the music.
So I Don't Want to Be Yours is coming out on Wednesday. And that was the very first song that I ever wrote with David and Bobele, my two producers. So it's quite a fun one for us. I think we wrote it about 2 years ago, and it started off as a session in David's studio in Cape Town, and we sat with it and came up with a couple lyric ideas and different concepts. And it took a couple months to ultimately like have a final finished product, but it's quite exciting that the one coming on Wednesday is the first one we've done.
Tell us about the traveling and the photo shoots, which is was part of the, I guess, the aesthetic of the pop star. But you come from a musical family. Is it serious, you know, commercial music, or is this a lifestyle that you've also had to adapt to?
It's very much a lifestyle I'm having to adapt to. Uh-huh. I think it's, I don't know, a lot of the time I'm giggling and going like, why me? What's going on here? This is all a bit interesting. But I think, I don't know, it's been a really fun journey, but my family was very much just a family that enjoyed music. And my mum, I constantly remember seeing her in the kitchen playing her guitar, and my dad was listening to John Denver as we were young kids, you know. And so for us, music has always been a central part of our family. It was never something that my parents were pushing and going, you are going to be a singer when you're older, or you're going to be an artist. So it very much has been something that is so foreign to me, and I'm just kind of getting to grips with it as I go along.
What many artists from South Africa tend to find out, you need to be big overseas, have some sort of track listing on radio stations overseas before some of the more commercial radio stations in South Africa even touch. You already playlisted overseas, even in Los Angeles, where you've spent a lot of time. Your thoughts on that? Obviously, I'm sure this is a place you want to live and work and call base, but if the commercial radio stations of LA are calling to do like a in-studio acoustic set, or you're going to do something on one of the many BBC music radio stations, yeah, that's where you're going to go, isn't it?
I don't know. I think that there are certainly dreams, you know. One always dreams. It's pointless to sit here and say, oh, that would never happen, you know. Or but I think that home is home, and South Africa is where I've been brought up, and I love being here and love trying to make a name for myself within the industry here. Yeah. And I think that is so important to me, because I don't know, I've looked up to artists my whole life from South Africa. And I mean, one in particular is Matthew Mole. I watched him as a young kid, you know, and him being from Fishhook, I was just kind of like, oh my gosh, it's possible. You know, these guys from Cape Town are really able to actually do music. And I think that's where my mindset is, and going, I'm not going to run off anytime soon. You know, I'm here, I'm trying to do music, but sure, if there are opportunities that come up, then I've got to run. I've got to chase.
But you're on a plane tomorrow. New single comes out on Wednesday. Could you have a busier week?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting one. But playing Pretoria at Groot Jaw this weekend, which will be fun. But yeah, new single on Wednesday, which is incredibly exciting.
Well, give us a bit. Will Lindley's in studio with her. Is one of South Africa's youngest hit makers. You know, started off a career becoming a sensation on a social media platform, TikTok, but now finding presence around the world, particularly on commercial radio stations around the world. Will Lindley, take it away.